Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's a little dreary out there, but have the morning you want to have.
Feels like a fall Thursday.
We're getting there. The leaves are changing. The weather's starting to get a little bit chillier. It feels like that.
Yeah. I will say the one thing that fall always does that is annoying is that it rains more.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have used some of that when I was melting in the summer. Just a little bit.
I was going to say,
How many times did we get the suburban dad of, oh, we need that rain?
I mean, I did it a lot.
You did it a lot, actually, over the course of the summer.
I was going to say, you're not like a big thunderstorm guy?
It's just...
But, I mean, you made it sound like, no, like, I just needed it during the summer,
I want to enjoy the cooler temperatures, and nobody likes going outside in rain.
No, cold rain's also one of the worst.
Particularly one of the worst things ever.
No, that's right. That's right.
Total first world problems I'm talking about right now, by the way.
Morning, everybody. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've got the third Sabres preseason game tonight. They are at Detroit, I believe.
They are at Detroit. It's going to be a lot of a bottom six of the NHL, youngster heavy, and the defensive pairing of Owen Power and Michael Kesselring.
Oh, very nice. This is... Now the midway point of the preseason, they only actually have six of those games. They'll have one more on Saturday this week and then two next week, and then we'll get ready for the regular season. Also tonight we have Thursday Night Football, Seattle-Arizona. That game, due to the Sabres game being tonight, will be over on the Bet 1520 and, of course, for television purposes, Amazon Prime. Do, though, want to start talking a little bit more as we lead into the week. Yesterday, we got our first injury report. There were four players on that for the Buffalo Bills. Three players did not practice. Although one of them kind of kiboshed any worries, like immediately, even before the injury report actually came out, that being right tackle Spencer Brown. He missed practice yesterday with a calf injury. He was on One Bills Live, like right after practice, and was, I'm fine, guys. I'll be fine. So he immediately kiboshed kind of any words. And to be fair, him showing up and doing the interview,
that's also
kind of also puts a little bit of a, oh, okay, we're fine.
Players that are injured typically are not made media available.
No.
So that might even just be like, hey, you know, going on there just to make sure that we can clear it up, that he's okay. That said, the Bills have really good offensive line depth if you want to take the week to be cautious.
If they do want to be cautious. Again, it didn't seem like Brown was all that worried about his injury. He really kind of, I mean, even, you know, Stephen Kress kind of just moved right along with it. So there was no real worries about that. And again, I mean, him just being there in general kind of points to, I think the Bills are just being more careful for a Wednesday practice. I would kind of expect him to be limited today. AJ Epenesa was limited with a pec injury, and then the other two players who were out, somewhat not surprising. I think we're all kind of just waiting to see if there's any changes to Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. Both did not practice. Oliver, an ankle, and then Milano, a pec injury. And before I do forget, the Barnes from Injury Report, it is brought to you by the Barnes from Injured. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. It's not a bad injury report by any means. We've talked about it a lot with the Bills' schedule. They can maybe play a little bit more with this. They may also want to, just to get a better idea of what this team will look like when guys like Ogunjobi and Hoyt and eventually Max Hairston are back, who is going to get the inactive? How is that going to work if everyone, yes, of course, is healthy? That's something I know Sal's been talking about this week, especially with the likes of TJ Sanders,
yep,
at defensive tackle, who, while not been horrendous, has not been good. He's been a rookie.
He's been
struggling.
He's probably been, of the players that started up in week one, he's been the lesser of the four, is I think the way to put it. It's not bad, but you've definitely been the lesser of the four. Then Ed Oliver gets hurt. You've got Zion Logue playing some snaps now as well. I would imagine it's going to stay like that. If Oliver's healthy and Ogunjobi comes back, well, that kind of paints the picture of the lesser of the four is the one that probably gets scratched when there's five of you. And that's not necessarily what I'd call an indictment on Sanders. There's plenty of time for him to make it a more difficult conversation. It's just how it currently is lying.
It doesn't help either that it's not like their defense has exploded onto the scene and you're going there. Sucks for TJ Sanders, but they're going to go to the best players. They're playing so well.
Somebody's got to sit, kind of thing.
You know, to be fair, they're going to move off of TJ Sanders, maybe with Ogunjobi and Hoyt coming back and some of these other guys, because the run defense hasn't been particularly good. The pass defense isn't finishing. You know, that is still a concern with their defense.
Right.
And that's the struggle I think many of us are having. It's been great seeing Deion Walker and Jackson Hawes be great right away and play pivotal snaps for the Bills. Hawes, I think, still is like PFF's highest rated tight end, or one of them. Deion Walker is getting shout outs on national shows. But your first round rookie, no fault of his own, picked up an injury. And yesterday, Sean McDermott kind of did want to put a little bit of water on the fire just to kind of calm everyone down, settle expectations. And that makes sense. A knee injury for a corner. You want to settle expectations. And then we're having honest conversations about when people are coming back, are they going to make their second round pick this year inactive? I understand Sal's point. It's a good problem to have because you have depth, you have rotation.
Right.
I don't disagree with that. I will say, though, I can feel better about that conversation if they're lighting the world on fire on defense and you go, well, the best guys are going to play. And you may sit out, but that's not really an indictment necessarily on you. Where right now, where they are defensively, it may be an indictment on these guys. And we've talked about this, how they have not gotten great production out of their early rookies in a few years. Kincaid has a great first year, albeit more kind of to the rose-colored glasses of what Bills tight ends have been throughout their career, but a good year. Second year, though, not so much. He's finally really starting, it feels like, to come around on his third year. This has been a very, very strong start for him.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyrie Elam might be one of the worst corners in football, just flat out.
Yep.
His career did not revive in Dallas. If anything, it's a referendum on everything.
As a matter of fact, through two games, I do remember him being the player that has allowed the most passing yards or has been held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not looking good there. You do want to see a little bit more consistency on the defensive side of the football in terms of these draft picks right now, because it's really seeming like it's on that side where the consistency's not been there. Like, yeah, you've got a Christian Benford, for example, but thank goodness you did.
I mean, right. Like, that's a big part of this. Is I love the hits in the later rounds. And so far, Deion Walker and Jackson Hawes have been that. But a lot of those are much more shots in the dark. You really don't know how those guys are going to – you certainly don't know first and second round, but later rounds, you have no idea. You're picking basically one trait and hoping you can work everything else out. It's worked so far with them, with Deion Walker and Jackson Hollis. It's worked with Christian Benford and Matt Milano in years past. And
Taron Johnson. Like, you can bring up names of late round picks a lot quicker than you can of round one and round two picks. Because you think about it on the other side of these things. And like, ready? The player that's kind of been on a milk carton right now in terms of the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Rousseau.
Yep. I thought he was going to be somebody that really took advantage of Bosa and the new additions to the defensive tackle group and stuff like that. And if anything, he's been a relative ghost. I did see some numbers that point to, you know, he's maybe not as quiet. The eye test is not saying that.
The eye test is not saying it. And while the pressures against Miami in particular were better, he still also has the same problem as last year. Finish. He has half a sack through three games.
I mean, I think, isn't the Bills' leading sack guy having two? I think it's Joey Bosa with two.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think that's maybe. So they haven't really gotten to the quarterback a ton. They're not Cleveland, who is just on a rampage to start the year on defense only. But that's something I've thought about, because I know Sal's taken a little bit of heat from that, and it's been a conversation of just, you know, where they're at with the rookies. And for me, like, this has been my one big gripe with Brandon Bean. I think he's fine with the cap, if not really good with the cap. He's able to field a good roster, but oftentimes not a great roster, a good roster to go along with Josh Allen. And at times that is more than enough. They made the AFC Championship last year. He's made some big moves in the past. Some have bitten him in the butt. Others haven't. Stephon Diggs and Von Miller. But the drafting acumen, it has left a lot to be desired. And I get it. You're drafting later in the first round. It's harder to find hits. But I also get worried about the kind of players they're taking. Landon Jackson being one of them.
Yep.
His athletic scores look great. However, he looks super stiff and really never popped once in college.
Not a very bendy pass rusher.
No.
And by the way, not even two. The leading sack getters
is one.
With five of them is one.
Yeah.
They only have six sacks in three games. You want that number to be better, especially when the teams that you've played have been the Jets and the Dolphins. You got more sacks against Lamar Jackson than you did Tua.
Well, that might be a Jackson problem, actually, now thinking about it with how Monday night went.
Yeah, Baltimore's offensive line has kind of not been too good.
Not even just that. I mean, Jackson holding onto the ball too much. I look especially at the goal line situation, that fourth and goal, where the one thing you can't do on that is take a sack, and he takes like a 20-yard sack.
Yeah.
It's the one thing
I still look at
do.
A team that gave up eight sacks in two games in Miami, and you got none.
Yeah, you got nothing on that. It's something I'm gonna look for now, especially with this softer schedule, with they have New Orleans this week, and then New England, then Atlanta. Okay, are we going to start to see TJ Sanders maybe pop? Are we going to see Deion Walker really just kind of continue this run here? Hawes the same thing. Because we're going to probably have to be waiting on Max Harrison, I think, a little bit longer.
Right.
Sal, you mentioned it yesterday with Bulldog, and I'm sure he's mentioned it throughout this week as well. Once they, quote-unquote, activate him from IR when he starts practicing with the team, or not activate him from IR, but once he starts practicing with the team, they have 21 days, or he has to go on IR for the year.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen. But the tone from McDermott did maybe point
to, it didn't sound great.
Hey, you know, we're going to have to be patient and what have you. And it's just they're not getting enough results from these young guys. I love what Hawes has shown the Bills. But he's mainly been just an excellent blocker. It's been great for them. It's allowed their running game to really flourish. But he's been, for the most part, just an excellent blocker. Deion Walker's had some flash plays. And really, what more do you expect from both fourth and fifth rounders? You really shouldn't expect much.
Correct.
It should be from your third round pick. You hope that he's active or at least showed something in the preseason, in camp, that would maybe point to, hey, there's something there. I haven't seen that at all. TJ Sanders, a little bit slower going, but now as the season started, haven't really seen much at all. And it's on the unit where we have the most questions. The offense, I really don't have many questions. You know, I put a pin in it, but I, you know, kind of thought about discussing, has James Cook already earned his contract?
And I would honestly,
three games,
as a quick answer to that, yeah, probably.
Yeah. The Bills, for the offense, for the wide receivers, I see separation stats from yesterday that Keon Coleman is up there averaging like 3.2, 3.4 yards per separation, which is way up from last year for him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kincaid, we just already mentioned it, is looking much better this year. Really, the fact that the Bills want him to get stronger, that looks to be on display every game. His blocking's been incredible.
It's also target efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Kincaid was targeted a good amount last year. Allen was not connecting with his tight end.
No,
this year,
there was no connection there.
This year, he's connecting with him. Good. Good. Because he has the athletic profile to be one of those guys. It was just the chemistry between quarterback and tight end was just not there. This year, early on, it looks like it's there. Good. You're going to need him. Because you drafted the player on the design of, oh, he's basically like a wide receiver. Well, then show me.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, through three games, you're showing me. He's second on this team by 7 yards to Coleman.
And really, for Coleman, and this is not a negative on him, but just more how they're using him, a lot of that is now we can kind of see a little bit inflated from the first game. Really, the fourth
quarter. It is inflated from the first game.
Really, the fourth quarter.
I also, if there was one chintzy OPI call that was not called, Coleman looks a little bit more impressive in
right.
The Jets game. But it is looking like, and this is something that Joe DiBiase brought up in the last hour that I was really getting fascinated with, which is how often the Bills are running personnel differently.
Mm-hmm.
For example, running 13 personnel or 22 personnel. And Joe bringing these things up was really fascinating to me because of the fact that the Bills are utilizing their tight ends. They are utilizing different packages more commonly than other teams are, so much so that they're 29th in the percentages of using 12 personnel, which is something that was a Kenneth Dorsey staple. I do think that because he's probably getting on the field more commonly than other tight ends and other teams, you're able to use the athletic profile of Kincaid a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows the biggest problem of all. I'm not going to be like Mel Kiper here from last year where he said, make too high safety illegal. Sorry, coaches don't want to get beat deep, Mel. That's the end of the story. They're going to keep calling it. But the Bills do seem ahead of the curve on how to counter it with multiple tight ends, with good athletic profiles, offensive linemen that can destroy you and pave the way for one of the better running backs in the National Football League, and a quarterback that can make every throw. That's the formula, and that third part's tough to get, but that's a good formula on how to counter the too high safety. You take what they give you. All of a sudden, Allen, who was known for having a penchant for turnovers up until a couple of years ago, all of a sudden, is one of the cleaner quarterbacks to play football right now.
Mm-hmm. He had a little bit of a bite to him in his press conference yesterday with the media.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a bite where, I mean, because he was being asked, you know, about throwing the ball deep and pushing the ball down the field. And he was kind of like, yeah, I know, but like, I'm going to take what's open.
Welcome.
And that's the thing. Like, the running game is allowing for many of these shorter routes to be open. They're just going to it. We're seeing some of the separation stats. They're not the best. I think there were points in the Miami game as well that it wasn't necessarily the play calling. I think there was guys just not getting open all that much. It was a bit of a mix for Miami. But it has allowed him to be the best version of himself.
It is also, simply, we have to call it what it is. Welcome to the too high era.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. We talked with Luke Johnson yesterday. New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he mentions, even Spencer Rattler is seeing too high safety. Teams do not want to get beat deep. This is the era of defense that we're getting called. And yes, cover two is typically your most commonly called defense in all of football. You play it when you're in middle school and you keep playing it all the way throughout. However, in tougher leagues with more complex coverages, teams are just putting up an outright refusal in the NFL to get beat deep. Bad teams get beat deep. Looking at you, Dallas. The difference between Dallas and Kansas City, for example. The New York Giants alone. Russell Wilson throws for a career-high 450 yards against Dallas. And that is because they are not running as much of a too-high shell. Or they're getting beat with it. But typically, who are the players that are trailing Neighbors or Wandell Robinson in that game? It's Trayvon Diggs or Kyrie Elam. And now, you go to Kansas City. Russell Wilson just keeps throwing moon balls, and it's not working. He keeps throwing them. Why? Kansas City's playing too high. They have the personnel that runs it effectively. Teams run too high. With the players so far back now that it is a little obnoxious. You're seeing plays now on the broadcast view where the safeties aren't even on the screen. What you're seeing is 9 on 11. This is the too high era. Defenses are being called a certain way because they do not want to get beat deep. And it has to come from a screw up that you see the deep passing game nowadays. It's like when the NHL head coaches took all the fun out of 3-on-3 overtime. I liken it to that, where it's all about possession is 9/10 of the law now. And the first time we saw 3-on-3 overtime in the World Cup of Hockey, it was one of the most exciting sequences we'd ever seen. You look at Sweden, Team North America, for example, as, hey, this is what this is supposed to be. And what it is now is completely different. Football is the same thing. You've got these big-armed quarterbacks. You're expecting them to be able to beat players over the top, beat teams over the top, have these gaudy passing yard numbers right now. And that's not as consistent across the league anymore. Why? Teams are deciding on an outright refusal to get beat deep that way that you counter with short, quick, death by a thousand cuts, efficiency, or you counter with a bigger running game. Last year, the running back totals started looking like they were not from this era.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of went back to when it was justifiable to take a running back top five and to build your team around defense in a running game, to a certain extent.
But it's becoming true.
But it was still, you had guys like Saquon and Derrick Henry that for a little while there, it looked like both were going to run for 2,000 yards. You still had Jonathan Taylor and Bijan Robinson go over 1,200, 1,300 yards. And now this year, we're back to it of Jonathan Taylor's leading the league in rushing. He's on pace, I think, for early days, but like 1,700 yards. James Cook is on pace for 1,600 yards rushing. Like you are going back to that.
1,600 for a back. And ready? Here comes the other caveat. This year, you're starting with shorter field position. Or better field position.
Mm-hmm.
You have shorter fields that you have to drive on. Which means eventually, the deep ball is not getting called. You get one first down and suddenly that is going to become far less common that you're going to be able to call up a moonshot. The probability is not there. The boundary is an extra defender. This, that, and the other. It looks like strategy, defensive strategy, has caught up. The best teams are the ones that can do both.
And the Bills look like to be, for 2 years now, running well ahead of the curve.
Matter of fact, the Bills may not even be that good at deep passing. Allen, outside of 1 year, 2020, does not have the best percentages on what's already a low percentage play. Of course, everyone can point to, oh yeah, what about the Diggs dropping, the Sherfield dropping, the AFC divisional game at home against Kansas City? Yeah, so what? I have a belly button. If we want to talk about things that really don't matter to the conversation, it is overall that Allen does not have the best numbers on that. Yes, the receivers have dropped some footballs in the past. It's also one game. But you did notice there was a pattern that Allen was not connecting with those deep balls if the player was not named Gabe Davis.
Yeah. That was sort of the one thing Davis was really, really good at is him and Allen's deep ball connection was usually very, very good.
And the 2020 season was a monster in and of itself. And 2021 to follow that as well, where the deep passes were not as effective, but the intermediate game was the strongest it had ever been. And teams defensively and strategically, they've caught up. And that's okay. Especially because you're one of the teams that has handed a running back a second contract.
803-0550, the number to call. Just talking some of the things we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks. The Bills have a little bit of a softer schedule. The point spread's probably going to show that. Bills taking on the New Orleans Saints this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. They're around a 16.5-point favorite. Also, with that being said, do want to kind of jump back into that topic as well that we talked with on Tuesday, being who do you actually want to win? Kansas City, Baltimore this Sunday. Xavier Worthy, a full participant at practice yesterday, could be a very, very instrumental piece for the Chiefs if they want to get their season underway. And maybe that's a bad thing? Maybe we do want to root for the Ravens? I'm not sure. I would love to hear your thoughts. Derek would love to hear your thoughts. 803-0550, again, the number two call. Jeff, Mike, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.